This morning, we continue to reflect on the I am statements that Jesus makes and is recorded in the book, the Gospel of John. I read from John 14, verses 1 through 7. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We are on the statements number six. Next Sunday will be number seven, the last one we will cover. And the first introductory part we've been saying many times over throughout this time, the I am statements occur at least seven times in the Gospel of John. John emphasizes that Jesus is creator. We heard that in the John 1 reading. All things that were made through him. We know that when Jesus says, "I am," he is referring to God's name, the Lord, Yahweh, which really is fully revealed to Moses in chapter 3 of Exodus. And we remember Jesus as creator and powerful and calls things into being. When he says these words and when we hear these words, he makes them true for us. He creates them in our lives. And the thing I'd like to emphasize in all those beginning notes is for us. When we hear these words spoken, it is for us in our lives today too. So far, we've heard the statements, "I am the bread of life," "I am the light of the world," "I am the door," "I am the resurrection and the life," and last night, "I am the good shepherd." This morning, "I am the way and the truth and the life." A few thoughts on each of these. Again, it's one of the I am statements, but there's actually three things in there, isn't there? I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. They're distinct, and yet those are linked together too. Jesus says, "I am the way." Not, "I will show you a way and then you do it." Not that. "I am the way." And to Thomas and the other disciples, he's urging them to look to him. Thomas said, what did he say? He said, "We don't know the way. What road are we going to take? What good works are we going to do?" He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Thomas was worried. Maybe he didn't know the way to his Father's house, God the Father's house. But Jesus said, "No, you know the way. You know me. You know the way to go to our Father's house." So the way is through Jesus himself. And Jesus then goes not only to prepare a place for us, but he is a way to get there. He's making the place, preparing heaven for us all, but he's also the way to get there. It's interesting that the first name of the Christians, popularly known, was the Way. They were known as the Way. Before they were called Christians, they were called the Way. And isn't that interesting? If you're farming, if you're an electrician, if you're a musician, if you're a teacher, if you're a nurse, you're teaching something. If you're an accountant, I'm trying to think of all the things going on. If you're All our skills, even gathered here. Oh, well, this is the way you do it. Well, I know they do it that way over at that hospital, but at this hospital, we do it this way here. Now think about that as the Christians being called the way. We Christians have the way we do it, and that is we look to Christ. That is the way it is with Christians. Caught a few conversations this morning that some worriedness among us that we're not hearing Christian carols on the radio or at work or things like that. They're festive holiday things, but they're not Christian. Well, that is the way with us Christians, right? Christian carols about Christ, because he is the way. And for us who know that he is the way, when we hear these other songs, it's like, okay, that's maybe entertaining, but that's not the way. That's not Christ. And so it bothers us, rightly so. Jesus said, I am the truth. Where will we find somebody who really, really will tell us the truth? That is really hard to find. Because even if it's an honest person, I don't really want to tell you the full truth. You may not like me or something. And then there's a lot of people who just won't tell us hardly any truth at all. Only if we drag it out of them will they tell us the truth. But Jesus tells us the truth. He tells us what the situation is. Look, I can't tell you another way to tell you the truth because you can't get there on your own. I am the way. That is the truth. So Jesus not only tells us the truth, he tells us our sins, he tells us we've fallen short. Not only tells us the truth, but he does something about it. He was born, ministered, died, and rose again to save us from our sins. And that's not a temporary fix. It's not a temporary truth. He doesn't just kind of kick the can down the road. Well, you're good enough for now. Let's see what you do tomorrow. Well, you're good enough now. Let's do... No. He just fixes it. You're forgiven. And that goes into eternity. That is a fix forever. And Jesus wants us to remain in these true teachings from him, his truth. What did he tell his disciples? What we call oftentimes a Great Commission. Matthew chapter 28. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the close of the age. Teaching them everything. They need to know the truth. My disciples need to know the truth. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them the truth that I've told you. Then Jesus also told Thomas and the other disciples that night, I am the life. When we have Jesus as the way, and we have his truth, we have life. And it's not that, I'll show you how to live a good life and let's see if you do it good enough. It's not that. I am the life. He calls us to look to him for life. He is the life. He calls us to live our lives, but he says, but if you want to get to heaven, if you want to get to my Father's house, I am the way and the truth and the life. Do your good works as best you can to the glory of God, but I am the way and the truth and the life. In the relationship with Jesus, we have life. As sinners, apart from Jesus, we only have death. That's where things lead finally. But with Christ, we have life. And again, that's not temporary. That's just not for a little time being, but it goes on and on and on. Life now and life forever. It's really comforting to know when the nights get very late, even with festivities, or the mornings are very early because we can't sleep very well. Well, true life is in Christ. And despite our weaknesses and despite our problems, He gives us life that is going to last now into eternity. Eternal life. That's the baby born. He is the way and the truth and the life. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, born of the Virgin Mary, to be for us the way, the truth, and the life. Give us faith in Jesus, Heavenly Father. Continue to send your Spirit into our lives, that we may be comforted and know that in Christ all things are accomplished for us. In his holy name we pray. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.